Good morning, Exotic Sphere. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Good, man. Yeah. Definitely, man. Well, yeah. So when you say he's having trouble flying, can he fly up to anything, or is he can he not get any lift? Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, man. Okay. Yeah, sure, man. No, definitely, we should definitely see him. Well, he's definitely probably not going to get too far anyway if you call someone, but do you have anything like a towel or a box with you at all, or is it just you and the dog? That's it. Yeah. Bit tough. Yeah, man. Is there anyone else around, or are you sort of a bit isolated, or? Yeah, sure, man. Well, that's it. I guess they're definitely not the easiest bird to pick up without having like some sort of box or cage. They will scream and scream, and they will bite you really hard. So yeah, if you wanted to, like, you could definitely try and grab him, but what you'll have to do is actually hold him the whole time you're in the car to bring him here, or just a local vet practice if whatever's closer. Sure, man. So any vet practice will accept wildlife for free. So you don't have to pay anything, and you just drop them off, and then you just fill in like where you found him, your contact details, blah blah blah, and then after that, if you're interested in finding him, you might be able to ring up later or not. But some people are a bit weird about it, but we're totally open if you want to know what happens. But yeah, it just depends what's going on with the man. If he has a wing fracture, or sometimes they heal well, sometimes they don't. So we just have to see what it is, man. But yeah, well the first option, man, is if you try to take him, you'd have to put him in the car, and you probably have to hold him the whole time that he's in the car with you. Which is, I do appreciate, it's probably hard. But yeah, I mean, you could just try. You could try, and if you feel like it's too much, you can probably just pop him back. Or yeah, does he come up to you? Is he friendly or? Okay, cool. Well, he might be a pet, hopefully. So yeah, you might be able to get him up. But look, otherwise, what you can try and do is just call maybe like the RSPCA or Wildlife Rescue Queensland, and you can give them the address, and they should be able to help you out. Yeah. Yeah, man. No, man. It's all right, man. And where you're at, are you like in your local area, or are you in a different zone, man? Okay. Yeah, man. Well, are you like? That's all right. Well, are you on like your local Facebook page and stuff too? No, okay. Well, sometimes as well, you can post it on and be like, urgent, just need help at the park to collect a bird. And most people are pretty good at coming to help out. So, but yeah, man, we'll try that. Try to put him in the towel. Depending on how he'll take it, or you get bitten, you might have to hold him for the whole time you drive to the vet. So you can come to us or local. Yeah, man. Sometimes most of them have that sort of dry scale around their eyes. That might be normal for them, but yeah, it's all good, man. So try that. If not, I would call the RSPCA or the Wildlife Rescue Queensland. All good, man. Yeah, man. All good, man. Yeah, awesome, man. All good. Thanks for caring and ringing, man. Appreciate it.